Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for you. Amen. This is the Kingdom Literal Radio Broadcast. I'm Reverend Ulysses Morgan Jr. here with you on today. We thank God for all of you who have been tuning in with us. Thank God for the testimonies. Thank God for all of you. Blessed thanks of God. We give you the glory. We're getting ready to come back with the Word of God, and we want you to call somebody, let them know you're on the air, get your pencil and paper ready to take notes. We're going to talk about a great message here today. Amen. Right now, enjoy Judy Jacobs as she sings this song to you, and we'll be right back. You. We thank God for you again. Amen. We're here. This is Let's Talk Bible on the Kingdom Builders Radio Broadcast, and we're just delighted that you are able to be with us here on tonight. We give God the glory for all things. Christmas is gone. This is a new year now, 2016, and we pray and hope that you had a great, wonderful Christmas and a wonderful new year. I've been asked that so many times in the last couple of weeks, but my answer has always been the same. Amen. It may not have been like I wanted, but it was blessed because somebody had one, didn't have one as good as I did. So I'm always looking and understanding that whatever shape you're in, you got to always know there's somebody else that's worse off than you. Glory to God. And this is why you got to have a compassionate heart. You have to look on what God has done for you. Amen. Don't look at it just so as though it's just been your hard work. Hard work is good, but it took God to give you the strength. It took God to give you the finances. It took God to give you the mind to get where you are today. And I'm here to tell you, amen, for those of you who feel like you have not went anywhere, it's not over yet. It's not over till God says it's over. And what purpose? He has purpose for you. Shall come to pass. Amen. He that began a good work in you shall perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. And we give God the glory for all of that. Tonight, we're getting ready to go into a word here that I had been thinking on and praying about. God has been dealing with us about here. And we want to share this with you, glory to God, tonight. And we want to, I just put a topic on it of getting God's attention. Because there are a lot of times we feel like we've gotten God's attention, but in a lot of essence, we haven't gotten his attention. And I want to share this with you. We're going to talk about David. I'm going to give you the scriptures. We're going to come from the book of Psalms in just a few minutes. But I want to talk about David. I want to talk about David. I want to start off with the king, amen, who was after God's own heart. Let's pray first. Father, we thank you right now for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you right now for those who are listening to this radio broadcast. And I believe that you have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to set the captives free, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Let your anointing flow through these airways right now and touch the hearts of those who are listening, that they may receive a word and encouragement, that they may know that you're still on the throne and you still have all things in control. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. King David, as we understand from the beginning of hearing about him, was the son of Jesse. And God did not choose David to be king at the first. It was King Saul. But because King Saul did not recognize God in his obedience, he did not recognize God in his humility, but he began to be arrogant because of the position that he held, because God did not choose him to be king over his people with the Spirit in him. Saul's heart was with God. God, the Bible said, gave him another heart. Amen. His spirit was with God. He communed with God, and God chose him because he thought that Saul would continue on serving him as he did. But the position caused Saul to forget about God. And this is why we have to be so careful about the position that we hold, the revelation that we hold, the anointing that we hold. We have to be careful about that, because there is a spirit that has not attacked you yet until you get in the position. Now, listen to what I'm saying, because what happens is that a lot of times we want God to elevate us. Amen. If he elevates you, then that means that there are more spirits that's going to attack you. And you have to be in a position to know how to handle what God is, what you're asking God to give you. And so when Saul messed up, God had to look for another king, and he saw his spirit in another young man who was called David, and he sent Samuel to anoint David. And y'all know the story. And after Samuel anointed David, David went back to sheep herding until his appointed time. Until his appointed time. See, and we often hear that blessings that are delayed are not blessings denied. When God anointed David, he went back to serving his father and herding the sheep, and it would have seemed like that God hadn't forgot about him, and Samuel did something that was not even prosperous. But God has a way of doing things early, preparing you for what he's going to do. I said on my Facebook page, and that is that God did not prepare for your future, glory to God. He prepared the future for you. He prepared the future, and it was before he even called you, glory to God. You're going into what God is wants you to, what God wants you to have. So we just thank God for that. Now, David, as the appointed time came, God brought him out. And this is what we have to understand. There's an appointed time for everyone that God has appointed, not you, not anyone. God has appointed. And at that appointed time, God brought David out. Had David tried to move early and before his appointed time, I believe that he would have messed up in some areas that and had some consequences in some areas that he could have avoided if he had just waited on God. But thank God that he did. And at the appointed time, God created an incident so that David can be brought to the forefront and fulfill the promise that he gave to Samuel when he anointed him as king. Now, David now is sitting on the throne, if I can fast forward a little bit. And as David is sitting on the throne, there is something that catches David's attention that causes him to go into error. We understand about Uriah and Bathsheba's wife. And after that was all over, and I don't have to go into details with that, but after it was all over, David realized what he had done. And instead of him doing as Saul did, just boasting in himself and feeling like that he did not need to repent and go, David did just the opposite. David understood what he had done. He understood he had got caught in what he had done. he understood that he couldn't deny it. It was already eating at David's spirit before the prophet Nathan came to him to reveal to him who he was. He just didn't, he knew no one knew about it, so he fought. So he kept it under wraps. He kept it to himself until God revealed unto him that he knew of his sins through Nathan the prophet. And the Bible said that David did something that most of us may not do. Some of us do. He humbled himself. He humbled himself. Now, when he humbled himself, that means that he repented. He came off of his throne. He came down from the position, and he took off his kingly garments and put on sackcloth and sat in ashes, which is a sign in the Hebrew times of humility. It was a sign of humbling yourself. Amen. And so he sat there as a king, still having the title, but not having the attire of a king. And while he was sitting there, he was meditating on the goodness of God, and he began to sing. He began to sing. This is where the book of Psalm comes in at, as he is singing. Now, most of us that are here today, and those of you that are listening to me about this broadcast, will also understand that there are many times that you have been in error with a lot of things. You have been in error several times. Glory to God. You may have allowed position. You may have allowed money. You may have allowed titles. You may have allowed something to get in your way, and it is always good, it's always good to humble yourself and pray. And when God reveals to you who you are, don't try to deny it. Just humble yourself and pray and ask God to forgive you and watch what happens. Glory to God. So we all have been there. No one can point the finger at anyone else. We all are human. We all have come and fell short of the glory of God at some point. Glory to God. No man is an island, glory to God. We all have sinned. But look at what David did. He set an example for us. He set an example of what we should be doing. And look how God responded, amen. And we'll get to that in a minute. But David sat there, and he was singing psalms to God, but he was singing praises to God. Now, this is the thrust of my title here and the message that I want to bring to you. Because so often the enemy tries to keep us from doing the very thing that pleases God. He doesn't care if you pray as long as you pray wrong. He doesn't care if you sing as long as you sing and your heart is not in it. He doesn't care what you do in church, but there's one thing that he does care about. Glory to God. And that is if he can stop you from giving God praise, giving God the glory, then he just about got you where he can agitate you and dictate you as much as he possibly can. And so this is the one thing that he tries to keep out of churches, is the praise. We have what we call praise and worship. It has dwindled down so much because everybody now is trying to out-preach each other, out-teach each other, glory to God, trying to look for position, amen, over each other until the enemy has gotten us forget about who actually called us. He has got us to forget about what we actually need to be doing in church. We don't need to be fighting each other in church. We don't need to be trying to take over, trying to take position. We need to understand that we are human and we're only here for a short time, and that time is not to be wasted by submitting to satanic powers in an evil way. In church, glory to God, in church. So we have to get away. David came off of his throne, went and sat in a private area of ashes, wearing sackcloth, which is in another term we used to call it crocus sack or barley-type material that resembles poor people. And he began to praise God. And David got God's attention because of the song and praise that he was giving to God. So often we go to God and just think about it, even in your prayer, think about it. So often we go to God, we're always requesting something. How many times have you actually prayed that you didn't request something from God? We're always, if I can just come down to earth and say this, we're always begging God for something. We're always wanting him to do something for us. We're always wanting him to bring something to pass. We're always wanting him to bless us. God is a being, and he's an intelligent being. And what we need to understand is just as much as we always want him to bless us, he wants us to bless him. Listen, I was sitting here meditating a few minutes ago, amen, as I was laying upon my bed, amen, and the thought came to my mind that God has been blessing me ever since I was an embryo in my mother's womb. I've been elevating ever since. He's elevated me ever since. He's elevated me from that embryo into a human being inside of my mother. Then he promoted me outside of my mother and being birthed. And then from then on, no matter what happened, glory to God, I've been increasing ever since. And it seems as though a lot of times, even when I start learning and when I start walking and when I start talking, amen, and when I went to school and when I, you know, graduated and when everything that's happened has been an elevation. It's been an elevation, but the enemy has blinded the eyes of men and women everywhere where they can't even appreciate God for the elevation, the small elevations that God has given us, the small blessings. Amen. And I thought about that thing even up until this point, even in the bad times, even when things were not going well, even when things weren't going good, even when I had to cry, even when my heart was broken, God was still blessing me. He was still elevating me because you learn a lot of times from situations that you're in when you're in the valley. You don't always learn on the mountaintop. You learn in the valley. And so what happens is that as we increase and while God is blessing us and when we don't even pay attention to it and when the enemy has blinded our eyes, soon as we get in trouble, instead of thanking him from where we come from, we are begging him to take us even further and get us out of what we're in. A lot of times what you're in is where God wants you to be. Because he has a good purpose. The Bible says it is his good pleasures to give you the desires of your heart. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard the things that he has for you or has prepared for them that love him. God loves you. He's preparing you. Amen. Jesus said, I got the people in my hand that no man can pluck out. So my essence is that you have to understand that God had you when you thought he didn't have you. God had you in the hospital. God had you when you were, sick on your bed. God had you when you didn't have no money. God had you when your lights and water was cut off. God still had you. Amen. And he was teaching you and blessing you and preparing you for what he has. Glory to God. No one can hinder that but you. God never prepares anything that he doesn't intend to give you. And this is what we must understand. So instead of a lot of times crying and calling on God and asking him to do something, it comes a time when you're in your deepest moment. It comes a time when you are in your worst state. It comes a time when you are sorrowful and your heart is broken, that we need to do something that ordinary people wouldn't do, and that is give God the glory. Give him praise. Let him know that even though things are not working out as well as I want it to be, yet and still, you're still God. You're still on the throne. You still have things in control. Now, the question that I would pose to you is, who would do this? Who would do this when tears are in your eyes? Who would do this when you're heartbroken? Who would do this, amen, when you're broke? Who would do this when they're threatened to repossess what you have? Who would do this when they're threatened to cut things off in your house? Who would do this? It's not an ordinary act because we have been so accustomed of being trained that when things don't look good, we should get sorrowful and try to find a way out. And then when we can't, we call on God to bail us out. And soon as he bails us out, Glory to God. We might say thank you for a moment, but then we go on and forget about all of his blessings. Forget to praise him. Forget to give him the glory. Forget to give him the credit. Forget to give him the honor. Look at what David said in Psalms 27. First thing he said here, he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither thou be envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. Take your eyes off of people who criticize you. Take your eyes off the enemy who's trying to stop you. No one can stop you when you're in God's hand. So he's saying here, he said, take your eyes. But look what he says here in the third verse. He says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Now David is singing to himself. And in essence, what he's saying is that I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. I'm in a sorrowful state. My sins have been found out. Amen. I cannot deny them. Glory to God. This is not a happy occasion. This is not a joyous occasion for me. Glory to God. I'm sitting in sackcloth and ashes. My heart is broken. It's not pleasing to me. But one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to trust in God. And I'm going to do good. I'm going to do this. Fourth verse says, look at this, and this is one of the main ones you need to underline or highlight if it's in your Bible. He says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. But before you get the desires of your heart, he says, delight yourself in him. Praise him. Give him glory. Give him honor. He said, then you will get the desires of your heart. Glory to God. And so this is what we have to understand when we're talking. And then David went on back to the 150th Psalm, and it started, glory to God, way before then. It started in 144th Psalm, I believe it was, when it says, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the Lord. 145 says, I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. He said, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. I'm going to do it perpetually, and I'm going to do it every day, not just some days, and not just days when the blessings come down, and not just days when the sun is shining. We had 2 weeks of rain here, glory to God, in Georgia last weekend. We had right before Christmas, we had all of, but you know what I did? It was good to me. I praised him. I thanked God for it. Everybody was waiting for the rain to be over. I said, God, you know what you're doing. Because without the rain, nothing grows. Without the rain, nothing saturates. Rain on me. Amen. So every day, David is singing this. He's blessing God in his saddened condition. He said, every day I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it every day, rain or shine. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to bless his holy name. And I'm not just going to do it on Monday and Tuesday or this year or 2015 or 2016 or 2017. What he's saying is, as long as I got breath in my body, I am going to bless him. I will bless the Lord at what time? All times. And his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. 105:3 says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. 4th verse says, one generation shall praise thy work to another, amen, and shall declare thy mighty name. 146 Psalm 1 said, praise you the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. He says, while I live, I will praise the Lord. So we see here that David did not actually do this or sing these songs, amen, in a joyous occasion, but in his saddened condition. And this is unusual to humanity. This is unusual to the human mind. This is unusual to people. Amen. To give God praise and glory when you are in a bad situation. When trouble is all around you. Amen. The first thing comes to our mind is that, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. We've been praying that prayer all year long. Lord, help me. Lord, bring me out. But if he brings you out, what reward will he get? Amen. What reward will he get? We forget about God until we need him. But you know, I've made a resolution. Well, in a sense, I say I don't make resolutions, glory to God, because what should have been done, what you're going to do this year should have been done. But I purpose in my mind that I'm going to praise God no matter what. Who's with me, who's not with me, who stands with me, who doesn't stand with me. Glory to God. Who gives to me, who doesn't give to me. Amen. Who likes me, who doesn't like me. I'm going to give God the praise because it's easy to praise him when everything is fine. But you get God's attention when you can praise him while you're going through. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. David had lost the ark. The ark had left out when the ark came back. David started giving God the glory in his bathrobe. Amen. His wife did not understand that. She wasn't as spiritual as he was, not close to God as he was. And so she began to try to be ashamed of her husband doing that. And when he found that out, he let her know that he wasn't ashamed of it at all. Because his God had left, and now his God has come back. Glory to God. And so he praised God. He shouted. He shouted. We got now people now are getting kind of, I don't want to use the word sadity. I just getting kind of, you know, prestigious to where you don't want to praise God. We're getting now where we don't even want to clap our hands. We're getting now where we don't even want to shout amen in the church. We just want to sit there and hear the preacher and then to get up and be dismissed. And I keep saying that if you go into the church one way in the spirit and come out the same way that you went in, then you need to change churches because God is not there. Glory to God. Because it is impossible to go into the presence of God and not be elevated and touched in some way or another. It is impossible to do that. So when you're in a place and you're not getting anything, then you must understand that Ichabod is written over the church. The Spirit of the Lord is departed. Glory to God. And normally it's departed because there is no anointing in the church. And the reason that there is no anointing in the church is because there is no anointed person in the church. Glory to God. But when there's an anointed person in the church, it causes the anointing to fall. The anointing destroys every yoke. Amen. And how do you cause that anointing to fall like crazy? You stand up and give God the glory. Before I preach any message, I'll give God the glory. Clap your hands. Let him know that you're thankful he brought you through another day without hurt, harm, seeing where people are passing away all over, but God spared you. And this year, you need to make, amen, a commitment to give God the glory no matter what you are going through. Amen. No matter what. 147, praise ye the Lord. It is good to sing praise unto God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Sing praise. And this is what you need to do in this hour. Glory to God. Because he's a God that deserves your praise. Amen. He's a God that does it. My time is just about gone. And I thank God for you tuning in with us. Read over this. Look over this. Write this down. We may be back next week with some more on this very subject. Because we need to understand God wants to be blessed. And if you want to get his attention, give him praise and glory from your heart and from your spirit. Amen. Write me, P.O. Box 492. This is Pastor Morgan here in Cordial, Georgia. Zip code is 31010, saying amen. And I'm saying God bless you and keep you until our next broadcast next Monday, 6:30. Tune in with call them and let them know. Amen. God bless you. Keep you in my prayers.